Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse today, Friday, September 16th, 2022. We're covering the U.S. versus Trevor Milton trial. Today, Friday, the case goes forward, but it may not go the whole day. The reason is the prosecutors put in a letter late last night that Mark Russell will not be in New York to testify today. He's the CEO, already outgoing, but some have wondered in the course of even the testimony this week how he's not, if not as guilty, but also guilty along with Trevor Milton, if Trevor Milton is guilty, which it certainly seems that it is. I mean, if saying things are true about a publicly traded company that are not true is a crime, it all comes down to whether what the intent was, of course. In any event, yesterday there was audio of Trevor Milton gushing about a supposed water fountain in the Badger pickup truck, which still didn't exist. He said, "We've got ice water coming out from the hydrogen." And Maria Bartiromo said, "Wow." We've written it up in various formats, including on Patreon, with a little more punch to it. Patreon.com/ Matthew Russell Lee. Now, we're also covering a trial behind the building behind me, 40 Foley. Raji, it started the same day Monday, and it's already finished, or finishing. The evidence is finished. There was the charging conference yesterday. We wrote that up. We also covered the sentencing of a guy called Asa St. Clair, a UN-affiliated fraudster who said that he was helping the poor in Africa and stole the money. We asked the UN to comment, to say that they're somehow not involved in this. Nothing. So they're complicit. That's more complicit than Mark Russell, to be honest with you. Now, we also found late last night in the docket a case of three Iranians, or two Iranians and one non-Iranian, against Iran's President Raisi for torture under the Torture Victims Protection Act. This is just before the UNGA meetings that start. And today we're going to be covering two dueling press conferences, one by Linda Thomas-Greenfield inside the UN, we can't attend it, and one on the phone by Michelle Sisson. On an embargoed basis, the U.S. bragging about what it's doing at UNGA. I'll tell you what they're not doing at UNGA is defending the rights of U.S.-based independent media to cover UNGA. So that's a problem. They need to do it. Inner City Press has applied to the UN PGA to be continued.